The JSC has closed its doors on this Tuesday, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. What's the mood, Greg, before we get into the semantics?
Yeah, a little bit subdued, really. The market, again, down today. Volume's quite poor. It's 16.8 billion. A lot of people are away from their screens. I'm looking to the dealing room here. Sort of only 30% of the people at their screens. A lot of people do trade from their holiday homes as well.
Oh, yeah.
But so certainly, with the school holidays here in Johannesburg, a lot of people are away from the screens.
Yes, indeed. I was speaking to one particular institution, an asset management institution, that often provides interviewees for me. And they just say, you know, people are thin on the ground at the moment. Everyone's still away, which is lovely. They need a break. They do such a good job.
Sure. We need to rest and recharge our batteries and trips overseas and what have you. It's the best time to get away from Joburg. It's freezing here.
Yes, and of course, when they do go overseas, they do some research as well about the markets and that sort of thing. It's not just a holiday. Let's have a look at the spot market prices. So I'm quite excited about the football tonight. 14.10, the dollar-rand. The British pound against the rand, 17.77. Euro-rand is 15.93. So the rand's on a real roll at the moment. 1.13 exactly is the euro-dollar. And if we have a look at the gold price... gold price is, wow, Greg, have you seen this? $1,400 an ounce.
Yeah, in the last half an hour, because as our market closed, we were still around 1392. It's just breached 14 as you crossed over.
Bounce back ability. In the last 24 hours, the gold price up $16 an ounce, 1.2%. The platinum price is barely changed at $832, and palladium is up 5 to $1,550 an ounce, with the oil price coming under huge pressure, 3% weaker, Greg. Is that to do with a futures? I don't know, they maybe have changed the spot month from June to July or from July to August or something. But anyway, no matter what, on ShareNet, Brent crude oil, $64 a barrel exactly, down 3%. Overseas stock markets, over to you on the live update from there.
Yeah, at the moment, down a little flattish, down 8 points, a little bit softer. The FTSE had a decent day. That was up 65 points. NASDAQ at the moment, down 4, and the S&P up 1 point. So mixed there, directionless really.
What else have we got here? Let's have a look at the closing indexes before we get to the top five, bottom five.
Sure. The banking index down 1.57%. Financials down 1%. Industrials down 0.21%. The retail has got hammered down 2%. Gold index up 1.4%. Platinum up 2.79%. Resources down very, very slightly. That left the oil share down 0.65%, 380 points lower. 58,092, turnover 16.8 billion.
16.8 billion. Top five major movers were Northam from the top, 5.5% higher. Implats, 4.8% higher. Greg, it's £73.34. Implats, we'll come to that in a moment. Anglo Gold Ashanti, up 3.4%. CAP is up 2.7%. And South 32, up 2.7% as well, or 2 2/3%. But Impala Platinum, 73.34, your favorite platinum stock, and well picked.
Yeah, it continues to run. I think I did briefly touch 75 about 2 to 3 weeks ago, but looks to push to fresh highs after dipping well below 20 rand at 1 point a year or so ago. So powering back, and that was a feature this morning. We came in a lower gold price, but the PGM groups, the palladium and the platinum, they remain strong overnight, and I think that's where you've seen people coming maybe a little more aggressively for the platinum shares, also nibbling on gold, but the focus on the big platinum counters today.
On the downside, we've got Truworths. We spoke about that this morning. We'll speak about it again in a second, but anyway, Truworths down 5%, Netcare down 4.3%, Woolies down 3.9%, Assor, which was the big mover to the upside, over 7% higher yesterday, down 3.1%, and Hyprop, the property company, obviously down 3.1%. Truworths is an interesting one, because I think what people are saying is that although office doesn't probably justify on its own a 5% fall, it may say something else about the Truworths international portfolio of brands.
Yes, but it speaks to, like other companies from South Africa, have overpaid for businesses overseas. And the market is one of those cases that someone said, sell first and ask the hard questions later. And so the share didn't really have much chance this morning. Opened at 72 rand 30, and then dropped as low as 67 rand 82. It did feel like there was a buyer in the market in the last half an hour of trade. In the closing auction, 270,000 shares traded 68.85. So there is somebody accumulating down at those levels. Let's hope we can get some clarity on this matter quite quickly.
Yeah, it's probably the employees' retirement fund or something buying it there. But it's very, very difficult. Barlow World Limited at 11.27 came out with their renewal of cautionary announcement. What is that all about, Barlow World? They're buying something. Here we go. Shareholders are advised that the Barlow World is continuing its due diligence process to acquire Wagner Asia Group Limited, a Mongolian-based equipment dealer. Sounds quite obscure, Greg. I mean, when was the last time you came across a Mongolian equipment dealer?
Yeah, the corporate advisors that found this deal, I take my hat off to them to find something in Mongolia. Look, I know my geography, but I'm battled to find Mongolia on the map.
Sort of north of Russia, I think. Beautiful place, apparently.
You know, what you see in the movies is what it is. It is beautiful, yeah.
It is, but why do they need equipment up there? Because it looks pretty barren to me.
Look, this will get some answers out of Barlow World if they ever get this deal done.
Okay, in that case, what else have we got today, Greg? Any other features? The United States markets have sort of gone a little bit quiet. I was speaking to a couple of people in the last 2 days, off-air and on-air, and they said that the results season, which is going to start quite soon, is not going to be particularly good. But do you think the market has factored that in? Well, being at elevated levels, probably not.
No, probably not. And so that always is the case when share prices run ahead, and you are still awaiting results. That's always the danger, is that, you know, even a slight disappointment, we've seen it in our market, stocks get knocked back very, very quickly. But, I mean, by all accounts, the U.S. economy is quite strong. The consumer there, you know, there's much less unemployment. So let's see how those numbers look.
Greg, it's 5:30 as we pre-record this podcast. In how many hours? 3.5 hours, England will be playing the USA in the Women's World Cup semi-final live from Lyon on the BBC, BBC One, in fact. Let's have a bet, please. Can we have 100 rand, just a cursory 100 rand on the score, or rather the result? Yeah, the result's too boring. What do you think?
I think the USA might just take it 1-0. There's not what I want, but I just think that they don't manage to always wrangle themselves a penalty. They got some quite ferocious strikers.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you? But anyway, I'm going to say England. So let's have a straight bet. England versus United States. They're more or less, I think they're both 9 to 10 each with paddypower.com. Okay, so it's 100 rand. Yeah, I take England, you take the United States. Is that okay?
Let's do it. Done.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow.